The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez.
I don't know why I did that.
I was scared. Okay, hello, welcome back to another episode of Blooming Rainbow. I'm so happy you're here again this week. Thank you so much. It's very much appreciated. For today's episode, we have a very special guest with us here today. Here is Cassandra Casey. She's one of my sweet mates.
Hey, I'm Cassandra, or Cassandra, or Casey. I don't care what you call me, but yeah, that's who I am. And I'm here all the time, so yeah.
I asked Cassandra to do this episode with me because I only know her and like this other gay girl, or what are you? Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I'm unlabeled, but you could say that.
Yay.
Too.
Anyway, oh, anyone a part of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yeah.
I feel like that works better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of embarrassing. I was like, well, I'm asking you because you're the only one I know, and I felt so bad. But it was like, who else
was
I
supposed
to ask? Kim wasn't there at the time, because remember when I asked you?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, you're out, right?
So like last summer or this summer, I got in big trouble, and I just came out to my parents to save myself from the consequences of getting in trouble. But it ended up being a really big thing, because coming out is a pretty big thing, which I don't really like how it works like that, you know? It's weird. But yeah, I came out to my parents saying I was unlabeled. But I pretty much like girls a lot, so. but I don't know. In the future, I don't know what happened. So I don't really claim anything, just unlabeled. And coming out was, I think it was a good thing, like being able to say it to my parents. But it's still weird because, like, in the past, I'd be outed from my parents. They found out through finding stuff in my room. One time I was talking to this girl and her picture was in my wallet and my mom found it. And it was really bad. My mom like grounded me. I don't know what that was supposed to do, like make me un-gay or what, straight? Like that doesn't do anything. That's not right? You expect your parents to be like supportive, like, but
like,
it doesn't.
They're supposed to be your parents. That's the first comfort that you have, and I feel like.
Yeah, it sucked because in eighth grade, when my mom found out that I wanted to ask a girl to dance, but I said I wanted to ask as friends, I didn't think it was a big deal. And so she made it a big deal. She grounded me, and then like my mental health went down, and then it was so bad. Your parents be yourself, and then like when you're actually yourself, they don't care. Like they don't, they want what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Also freshman year is like same thing, kind of same thing happened. Just ended up getting grounded again. That's when I decided to like not be open as much anymore. So I wouldn't ever talk about personal stuff with my family. So I was really secretive and closed off to my family. And yeah, and then it took after high school for me to talk about it to my parents. And my dad was actually the one that was supportive, really there for me. But it's weird still because, well, there's not really a word to it. Want me to like be with a man so bad, keeps bringing it up. If I'm hanging out with a guy, they're like, is that your boyfriend? Or what, do you have a boyfriend? They know that I came out.
Yeah.
And they just like only want that. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just annoying to me. And also like just in general, my whole life, or not my whole life, but like ever since I started dressing the way I wanted to dress, they get like really mad with it. It sucks. Cause I don't know. I'm like comfortable with what I'm wearing and they're just like, why don't you like your friends? They wear makeup and why don't you like them? I don't want to, like what's wrong? Why can't I just do what I want? And yeah. But like, I think it's good for me that I listen to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else are we talking about?
What are some tips on coming out?
In my opinion, I don't really think you have to come out. Like, I think it doesn't matter what anyone thinks. It only should be something for yourself. Because, bruh, I don't know, labels are really weird. everyone has to know. And I don't like the idea of coming out because they make it a big deal out of for no reason. Why would you want to come out of something that you are? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's just weird. Because, like, bruh, if you're straight, you're not going to come out and be like, I'm straight. Like, no one makes it a big deal, so why can't you just act the same as for someone else in the LGBT community? Right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think it just comes naturally.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. For me, I feel like it's obvious for me just because people assume a lot. But, like, I guess I just don't really care. Mm-hmm. So I don't let it affect me at all. But I think in the past, I definitely did. Like, I think maybe a year ago or maybe 2 years ago, I would care about my sexuality because I was just scared of what other people would think. But if you think about it, no one really cares. It's just your own thing. It's just a self, whatever it is, just your own, like, you shouldn't let other people affect how you are.
Like, I remember when I was in my, am I not? I was very defensive of the LGBTQ plus community, especially in my home and, like, with my parents. And I remember one time my mom got, like, really mad at me. And I was like, well, why do you have to come out? And I was like, if I want to date a girl, I should be able to just bring her. And she was like, why are you going so hard for them? What is your problem? And then I remember when my ex-girlfriend, she used to spend a lot of time in my house, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going with Alani or da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And they kind of started, why are you hanging out so much with her? And then the second to last time my parents picked me up, my mom saw that I had a notification and she had my phone because hers, like, died or whatever. And she turned it on. I forgot that my lock screen was a picture of her, and I was like, bro, I'm literally, like, I'm gonna cry right now. And she just looked at it and she, like, just gave me my phone back. And I was like, okay, vibes. And then we were driving when I was at home. I was taking her to the store, and in my wallet, I had, like, Polaroids of us together. Oh. And she was like, oh, I need your social security for, like, this. And she, like, grabs my wallet, and she opens it, and then she just closes it. And I was like, fuck, no, bro, she didn't even do it. And I was like,
she just stopped.
And I was like, oh, my God. And then she hasn't, like, said anything about it. And I'm scared that she's gonna bring it up. One, because, yeah, I like girls. And then two, yeah, so, like, we aren't together anymore, though, so, you know, and I'm like, because they don't know, and we, like, dated for a year, and I was like, that's insane. But, yeah, just whole coming out is, like, crazy.
No, yeah, I think, actually, might just change my answer. I think, yeah, I don't care about what other people think, but when it comes to your parents, it's so much different. What they think, it's just hard because you had them your whole life, and it's just they're not happy that you're happy. I don't know, it's just weird, right? It sucks,
right?
And that also, like, affects everyone or whoever experienced that, like, that messes up their mental health so much, which I definitely think it messed up mine in my experience.
Yeah,
what about you?
I remember one time I was on my little spam, my Finsta, and I was, like, crying, like, I have to tell my parents. Sooner or later, I'm like, I got this girl. We're going pretty steady. I can't keep this up. And then I was just laying in bed, and my mom has a cross by my bed. It's all from, like, older, when I was younger, sorry. It's in my room. But I remember just, like, looking at it and feeling the guilt of not only disappointing my mom, but, like, knowing why I disappointed her. It's not because she's very Catholic. So looking at that reminded me why she wasn't cool with it, obviously, and what she would use, like, as a justification for it, like, oh, well, God, you know, like, in the Bible. And I think that's what hurts me the most, because, well, if you wouldn't have been Catholic, do you think you could have, I don't know, loved me for that, you know? So I think religious guilt, within, like, just guilt almost being a disappointment, like, to my parents, like, that's, it's hard, you know? Sucks because it's like letting two things down at once.
Bro, topic. Whoever wrote that Bible, like, there's, they could have worded it differently. Like,
just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was the same time where my mom found out that I liked a girl or was going to ask a girl out to the dance. She told me that she wants me to live a normal life. And that's fucking weird. Normal is I don't know. My parents are like, we want you to have kids. Okay, that's not even the goal in life. Who cares? It's just weird. I don't know. There's a lot. Yeah, I remember that fucked me up. I was like, why can't I just be straight? There's a lot of moments where you're just like, why can't I just be straight? Like, it would just be so much easier. Like, I wouldn't have to deal with all of this. I probably wouldn't have all this mental shit going in my head.
No, for real.
It's so bad.
I think, and I talked about this in one of the other podcasts, and it was about a lot of people love to talk about mental health, and they just talk about it broadly, and they're really concerned and really like troubled by it, and then like, it happens to someone that maybe doesn't fall within their boundaries or anything, and then it's completely out the window, you know. And so it feels that it's not as prioritized as regular people health, I guess, you know.
Also just like society in general, I think we're getting better as a whole, like in society, like with the LGBTQ community. Yeah, but like
fake gay. Oh my
God. But like, yeah, it's just like, I think, yeah, we're definitely getting better, but still fucks up everyone else. Like, that's dealing with the same shit that we've gone through. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely people that have it worse, but I think everyone has their shit. LGBTQ community plus community.
There you go.
I don't know. Let me think. It's just hard. Bro, you could be so happy. You could be so happy with someone, and then someone, your mom or dad, just doesn't accept you for it. I have a story. When I was in, well, freshman year, when I had my little thing with a girl, it was so cute. Like, we were so good. It was so cute, but I'm over it now. Yeah. But yeah, we had her thing, and then like my parents found out. Well, my dad never said anything. It was always my mom. It's the same thing, just getting grounded, kind of just like not talking to me for like a while, and I just like couldn't leave my room, because like, bro, it's like you're just like with someone that you're really happy with, and then like, that shit happens. With me, I'm like really bad with communication. Sorry. If I was going through it, I wouldn't tell someone. I mean, I think now I would, but back then, yeah, did not tell the girl that I was going through it, and then like shit just like went downhill. Just stopped. Just said we mutually didn't like each other anymore. This fucking sucks. But it's over now. People change, so I'm over that. I don't even know if that's related to what we're talking about, but
it's yeah. Gay news.
Yeah. Anything. You know? Yeah.
I don't know, but what would you say is different now that you've come out rather than when you were coming out?
Before, 4 or 5 years ago, I don't know. When I came out this summer, my dad was, I already knew, but like, I just wanted you to say it because that's good. Yeah. Like, you obviously wouldn't like.
They don't take that lightly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't want someone to go up to you and be like, you're gay. Mm-hmm. But that was cool. But like, how did they know before I knew?
Yeah.
You knew my whole life and I just didn't know.
You couldn't have like, helped me out a little bit. Like,
I think people base it off stereotypes too, because I played basketball. Basically a tomboy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. But it's still weird how people assume. Because I could be straight. You don't know.
Jokes. Just a joke. I don't know. You never know. Wait, that didn't even relate to what you asked.
That's a different chapter.
Okay. Yeah, that was like way up there.
Yeah. So coming out 4 or 5 years ago is like, well, I didn't come out. I just got caught. Basically didn't come out. So I wasn't even ready. Mm-hmm. That was like when I was figuring out my sexuality still. And I didn't even figure it out until like my junior year. I literally claimed to be bisexual, guys. I think it's always like a progression.
Because when people are usually questioning, I feel, I don't want to. So I'll just stay here. Or you're figuring it out, so you don't know what you are, so you're open to all. At that moment, I guess. And then you work your way towards it. Yeah. And maybe you find out you are bisexual, or maybe you find out that you're a lesbian, or gay, or you don't know. And that's another thing. I talked about labels because they're so
labels,
like,
labels are weird.
They suck.
I feel like people make it seem that coming out is only a one-time thing. So like when you come out as gay, okay, they're gay, nothing else. But then like you can, I feel like a lot of people can come out multiple times. Mm-hmm. It always changes. Like that's why I don't like labels, because you don't know the answer. It always changes. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm unlabeled, guys. But like, I really like girls, so yeah.
I completely get that. No, because it's... When people ask me what I am, I'm just like, well, I don't... Like, if I like you, I like you, but also, like, if you're a man... I don't know.
I think it just depends on the person.
Oh my gosh, something my friend used to tell me. We're not friends anymore. but I remember she used to tell me, oh, well, you just think you're a lesbian because you haven't met any, like, good men yet. Okay? I don't know. When she said that, I was like, no. Like, you're not. No. So, you know, I remember one time we were at my friend's house and we were just talking about it. And girl one was there. And my other friend, Jenna Anderson, love her. We were just chilling in her room. And I remember Jenna, she asked her why, if they thought it was a sin at church, right? And the girl was like, well, you know, everyone has their thing. Some people it's gluttony, some people it's lust, some people, and she listed like all the seven sins or whatever. And I was like, you grouped us up in there with them? Okay, so you do think it's bad. Like, that's what you're trying to tell us. And I didn't ask her that because I wasn't about to start something with her. But those are conscious choices people make. Like, you don't wake up one day and you're like, yeah, I like girls. Like, like, that's not how it works. But...
Bruh, if we want to... I'm sure if I had the choice, I would really be straight, guys. Like, I would choose... Like, if I had the choice, I would do it. But I just can't. I don't know why. I just like women, guys.
Sorry,
well, also, when you were talking about that, mm-hmm. something in my head popped up. People bring up, like, they say it's a phase. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been told that?
Yeah.
Hate that so much. Hated it. I don't know. In, like, eighth grader, freshman year, parents would always be like, or my mom would just be like, it's a phase. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone goes through it. So you're telling me you went through it or what?
Like, personal experience? Or
yeah. Like, what do you mean it's a phase? It's also just, like, traditional. Parents are just like that, too. You need to realize, like, it's different now.
Mm-hmm.
But they get better over time.
I think so.
I hope so. I think for me, at least, it did.
Yeah.
But, like, my mom's still kind of weird about it.
Okay, that was all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll I'll be here. I'll be here next week. This is Cassandra.
If you need another guest, I could be here.
Or I can find someone. Yeah, no.
Okay, bye.